Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. On Thursdays, we've been going through the Lord's Prayer, kind of just breaking it down section by section. So today we pick it up in Matthew 6:11. Give us this day our daily bread. And there's two things that I want to kind of point out from this verse, and then we'll pray and be on our way. And the first is this. I want to echo what Pastor Todd said on Sunday when he was preaching on prayer. God knows what we need. Give us our bread. Look back to the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 5:2. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Or a couple verses earlier in our passage in Matthew 6, verse 8 says, do not be like the Pharisees, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So you don't need to heap on all these big, lengthy, elaborate prayers. Just go to the Lord and ask for what you want, what you need. Or later in chapter 6, for the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We may be anxious because we want more than we are getting, but we will never have less than our heavenly Father knows that we need. The prayer for daily bread is a prayer of trust that God will meet our needs, even surpass them. Philippians 4:19, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And could anyone listening to this podcast say, you know, I have the bare minimum needed for survival and life with God? Or has God blessed us much, much more? Two cars, money to eat out every once in a while, friends, a home, a bed, air conditioning. God blesses us so much more above and beyond what we need, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. One God knows what we need. And if that's about bread, this is about the daily part. Give us today our daily bread. God gives us what we need for today. There's a passage in the Screwtape Letters, where C.S. Lewis, if you're familiar with the book, he's writing as a demon to another demon, talking about how to distract and to tempt a newly converted Christian. And he says this statement, for the present is the point at which time touches eternity. And so he's trying to get this demon in training to get the man focused on either the past, which he can't change, or the future, which he can't predict, and to not focus on the present, where God offers us our daily bread. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We might want a big, bright spotlight, so we can see all along the path toward our destination, or maybe some streetlights that go from here to there, where we can mark out and plan and know what's going to happen. But God so rarely works that way. He told Abraham in the Old Testament, go to the land, I will show you. He didn't give him the full plan. He didn't tell him everything he was going to do. Abraham probably would not have gone if he had known everything he was going to go through. God gives us a light for our feet, a lamp to light our path before us. And then we walk by faith. We walk in the Spirit. Again, in Matthew 6:32, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The prayer for daily bread is a prayer of faith that God will guide us now, that he will be with us today. So our sins are paid for on the cross. Our past is what God has allowed our past to be, and our future is in his hands. What we can control is how are we going to walk by faith today? How are we going to trust God today? So God, we ask that you would give us today our daily bread, what we need to follow you, to walk by faith, to trust you, to at some point today say no to something because we know that you don't want it, and to say yes to something because we know that you do. God, show us these areas in our lives as we walk with you day by day, that you are moving, that you are working. And we trust that you will give us everything we need. And we believe by faith that you will give us more because you have shown yourself to be rich in grace towards your children. We thank you and we praise you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.